Whoa, seriously? What are you doing here? Didn't you see the occupied sign, or is reading not a part of the job description for you new hires? You saw it, didn't you? Yeah. My skin tends to do that when it gets wet. Guess the secret's out now. Alright, fine. You caught me. I'm a siren. Or, well, half siren, if you want to get technical. Happy now? Bet you didn't think you'd stumble onto something this interesting on your first week abroad this rust bucket. Let me guess. Now you're wondering what to do with that big revelation rattling around in your head, huh? Run to the captain? Tell the crew? Oh, sure, yeah, that'll go great. Hey, everyone, turns out Lolol Umiko, the sailor who's been sharing beers, sleeping in the same barracks, and keeping you all alive and clear of sirens, is actually one herself. Yeah, that'll definitely end well. For me, anyway. How about for you? Think they'll let you stick around after stirring up that mess? Relax, I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't want any trouble either. If I wanted to, trust me, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I'd like to think I've shown very clearly by now that I'm not like those other sirens you've heard about. I don't sink ships or drag sailors to their deaths. I'm more of an edge case, I suppose. Don't really fit in well into human or siren society. All my genes do for me is make me look pretty underwater. If anything, we both got pretty lucky. Regular sirens are smart, but they're not really good at keeping their instincts at bay. Me and them, we both love ourselves a good-looking sailor, but that's pretty much where the similarities end. I like humans, you know. You're all so weird, stubborn, unpredictable. But you're also fascinating. That's why I'm here. This crew, the ship, even you. It's all my ticket to seeing your world. I've worked my ass off to blend in, to understand how you people tick. Not to mention, who could better help you get rid of a siren than another siren, right? But now we've got a little problem, don't we? You know what I am, and I can't have you spilling that to anyone. So, how about me and you? We strike a deal? You keep this little secret to yourself, and in return, maybe I'll keep making sure you and the ship stay out of trouble. And to sweeten the deal, maybe I could, perhaps, make things a little more fun for you along the way. What do you say? I know you've been hoping for it. Oh, don't act so surprised. You've been staring long enough for me to notice everything. Not exactly subtle, are we? I could spot that bulge you've got tucked down there from miles away. Now, could you be a good boy and get in here before someone else walks in and ruins it? I don't need the whole crew getting curious about what you're doing gawking at me like that. Working here, I realized something about myself. I don't think a siren can ever get enough attention from a man. And I figure what I've gotten so far isn't even going to come close. To you, keeping your eyes on me. Well, I jerk you off, and then we both shut up all about this. Sounds like a deal? Not used to a girl's touch, hmm? Don't worry. All you gotta do is relax, close your eyes, and be a good listener. I know what you're thinking about already. Gosh, her hands are so soft. Bingo, huh? I barely started touching you, and you're already reacting so cutely. You're doing so good. Just breathe and feel how warm and wet my hands are. You like that, yeah? How my spit is coating your cock and making it all slippery. You twitching? You excited when I get closer like this? You want me to? Maybe.
Get started, yeah? Gosh. What a good little sailor. You taste good, you know that, yeah? You humans are always so fun. I'll never grow tired of your reactions. The way you shiver. It's so cute and funny. job. Give that type of treatment to anyone, so you better not go tattle on little old me. Well, I'd love for you. Well, I'd love for you to stay and play with me more, but I gotta finish my shower and get back to work. And you should too, Sailor. Go make our captain proud.